From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. and Russian pilots to avoid miscalculation in the skies over Syria. The United States and Russia Tuesday announced they've reached a memorandum of understanding, providing a framework for both countries' aircraft to maintain a safe distance from each other during air operations over Syria. Peter Cook is a U.S. defense spokesman.
These protocols include maintaining professional airmanship at all times, the use of specific communication frequencies, and the establishment of a communication line on the ground. The U.S. and Russia will form a working group to discuss any implementation issues that follow.
The agreement covers all types of aircraft, including drones. Cook said this is not part of a broader agreement with Moscow, adding its strategy in Syria is counterproductive, makes the civil war worse. The UN Security Council on Tuesday condemned the recent upsurge of violence in Central African Republic, indicating some attacks may amount to war crimes. The country has been in the throes of deadly sectarian violence since the Muslim Salika Alliance launched a coup in 2013. The council statement was read by the current president, the ambassador to Spain. He spoke through an interpreter.
The Security Council strongly condemns such violence, including all attacks against civilians, intercommunal violence, targeted violence against women and children, lootings of humanitarian premises, and attacks against United Nations peacekeepers.
The United Nations Security Council said those responsible for abuses and violations of international human rights and humanitarian law must be held to account and threatened to impose sanctions on those responsible. The statement noted significant progress in the voter registration process ahead of elections by year's end. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday warned against any misuse of force as he embarked on a two-day diplomatic effort to calm nearly 3 weeks of unrest that has left at least 8 Israelis and more than 40 Palestinians dead. Mr. Ban spoke of the danger of allowing an escalation of the violence into a religious conflict with potential regional implications.
I'm here to encourage and support all efforts to lower tensions and prevent the situation from spinning out of control. If we do not act fast, the dynamics on the ground may only get worse with the serious repercussions in and beyond Israel and Palestine. It is not too late to avoid a broader crisis.
The UN chief met Israeli officials on Tuesday, plans to meet Palestinian leaders Wednesday. The latest in violence has been linked in part to Palestinian suspicions Israel is planning to change access to the holy site in Jerusalem, known to Muslims as Al-Aqsa Mosque and to Jews as the Temple Mount. President Obama says he looks forward to working with Canada's Prime Minister-designate Justin Trudeau, whose Liberal Party won majority status in parliamentary elections Monday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Mr. Obama congratulated the young Canadian leader during a phone call Tuesday.
The fact is there are a whole range of issues where the United States and Canada worked effectively together to advance the interests of both of our countries. Obviously, Canada made a substantial and important contribution to our counter-ISIL coalition. We know that Canada has been an important part of making the Trans-Pacific Partnership a reality. The United States is fortunate to have such a strong and close partnership with a country like Canada.
Mr. Trudeau, son of the late Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, has campaigned on promises to bring home Canadian warplanes, ending his country's combat mission in Iraq and Syria, but he's promised to keep military trainers there. China's President Xi Jinping ended the first of his four-day state visit to Britain Tuesday as guest of honor at a banquet hosted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. The Queen called the visit a milestone of bilateral ties.
Mr. President, your visit is a defining moment in this very special year for our bilateral relationship. I'm confident that it will serve to highlight the sincerity and warmth of our friendship and to strengthen relations between our countries for many years to come.
Earlier Tuesday, Mr. Xi told Parliament both countries would embrace an even brighter future. A new study says a drug-resistant malaria parasite from Southeast Asia can infect African mosquitoes. The journal Nature Communications warns the discovery indicates where malaria caused an estimated 400,000 deaths each year, Africa is more at risk for drug-resistant malaria.
That's the latest world news from VOA.